My talk this morning will be related to what I believe is a gap in the nutrient planning that we were encouraged to do with dairy farmers, where we balance the amount of manure we put on in the spring to the needs of the crop. But given that dairy farmers only have 6 months storage of manure, they're forced to putting manure on in the fall, and often there is no way of conserving that nitrogen, and that's what I'll be talking about today. This shows you the cycling of nutrients simply, and the crop harvested, fed to animals, manure is spread on the field, onto the soil, and it can be lost in leaching, and that's where I'll focus this morning. Leaching losses that can occur when we put manure on the field, especially in the fall. End of season nitrogen capture. It's not only the manure we put out on the field, but when we harvest the corn, the soils are still warm and nitrogen is still being released from the soil pool, and nitrate nitrogen will be lost over winter. We know this because we've done lots of leaching studies over the years, and it's only in the fall that we see nitrogen leaching. During the growth of the corn, we don't usually see much nitrogen loss, but it's after the corn crop is removed that we can see nitrogen losses. So effective planting dates for cover crops. For erosion control, it's important the amount of canopy that we have to intercept rainfall so that it doesn't cause loss of soil through runoff. It's also important that the root system is there and developed. For nutrient uptake, it's going to be related to the root depth and distribution. If we don't have sufficient canopy growth, we won't have sufficient root growth, and there won't be the possibility of taking up nitrogen. When we don't have a cover crop, we lose the nutrients very quickly in a year where we have rainfall in the fall. So any loss starting up, I don't know whether this mouse is going to work, but starting early on, and then it drops off very quickly at different depths in the soil. This work was done over a long period. We've had lots of students involved in cover crop work. We were looking at rye and oat cover crops, where we had had as many as 6 seeding dates for cover crops, and it was done at 42 degrees north at the University of Massachusetts Research Farm. In Massachusetts, traditionally the date for seeding cover crops by NRCS for erosion control was set at September 15. This is based on having sufficient cover to reduce erosion. It was not based on uptake of nitrogen from the soil during the fall. This is a view of several dates of planting cover crops from August right through October. And it's pretty obvious that when we plant cover crops in October, we don't get sufficient cover to eliminate the possibility of erosion. And so we have to plant the cover crops at least by September 15 if we want to reduce erosion. If we look at nutrient uptake, we find that the earlier we plant the cover crops, the total amount of nitrogen accumulated by the cover crops is greater when we plant early. In fact, if we look at the amount of cover crop we can get by a September 1 date, we can get about 85 pounds of nitrogen, maybe a little bit more in some years. With the rye, this is held through, that 85 pounds is held through to April the next year. With the oat, it might accumulate a lot of nitrogen, but oat over winter dies, and a lot of that nitrogen is lost. And so with the oat, we have got less than 40 pounds of nitrogen carried through to the next year. That's with early cover crop seeding dates. With late cover crop seeding dates, irrespective of the cover crop, we don't have much nitrogen being carried through. Farmers like to have, vegetable farmers especially, like the oat cover crop because it winter kills. And with the rye, if they don't manage it, it can go to seed in late May and be a great problem for them to incorporate into the soil. So early planting or late planting with the oat cover crop, you don't have incorporation problems. If we look at the rye cover crop nitrogen accumulation into April the following year after it was seeded, we can get about 85-90 pounds of nitrogen seeded the cover crop on September 1 compared to a later seeding, the erosion control date of September 15, where we've got about 50 pounds. Now, if a farmer is adding nitrogen fertilizer, this can be important. It's a significant saving of nitrogen that they might otherwise have to purchase. It's pretty clear that early seeding date that will give you a greater canopy of plant material above ground, but will also give you a deeper root system. And for taking up nitrogen, it's the root system which is important in terms of the nitrogen accumulated carried through to the next year. So my message is, if we plant cover crops early, we can conserve nitrogen. We've been doing some work on this, and we did a survey one year and said, okay, what is the problem? The problem is that farmers typically don't harvest their corn crop for silage early. Some do, early September, but they still have to put on the fall manure. They still have to plant the cover crop, so it's unlikely most farmers will get a cover crop planted by September 1. But it's pretty obvious that a lot of the farmers are delaying their corn harvest time until late September or into October. We've been looking at applying growing degree days to when we should plant cover crops. And over a number of years, we established that four growing degree days to accumulate enough above ground biomass and enough root development, we need about 1,050 growing degree days with a base temperature close to zero. And from this, we can see that the August and September date would give us that accumulation. September 7 would probably, or 8 would probably give us it as well. And we've had some other data showing that. We put this into a system where we worked out the growing degree days at different locations across Massachusetts. And so we found that the Cape, that's down on the right of Massachusetts, has a lot more growing degree day accumulation than some of our higher elevations. We've developed a computer program that can use these data, these date systems, and work out based on this when we should plant cover crops. So in the hills, it should be the middle of August. Down on the Cape, it can be into September, later in September. And so it's important, if we want to accumulate the nitrogen in the fall, that we get the cover crop planted early. If it's not planted early, the nitrogen will be lost. If it's not taken up by the cover crop, if we look at the nitrogen available in the soil after winter, it's always down to very low levels. And so if we don't conserve it in the cover crop, we've lost it through leaching the next year. What are some of the strategies we can use? We can choose hybrids which mature early. I did have some data I was going to include here, but thought the talk was too long, so I took it out. But we've compared early maturing hybrids with later maturing hybrids. And the difference in yield is very small. The development of new hybrids has removed the yield potential difference from long duration hybrids compared to shorter duration. The other thing is planting date. If you delay planting date, you'll delay harvest date. And so farmers need to be timely. In our area in Massachusetts, we always used to say May 15, but now farmers are able in most zones to plant the last week of April. If they can get on early, they can get it harvested early and then plant a cover crop. We've all also looked at innovative ways of seeding cover crops, and I'll show you a couple of pictures of this here. We tried seeding cover crops at 7 locations at the university farm and on farmers' farms, and we planted them in middle of June, middle of July, and into August. And taking this view of cover crops seeded into the corn when it was really short, it looks like it has grown very well, and that may be a strategy to get cover crops on early. When we harvested, when the farmer harvested, this is what was left of the cover crop. And this was typical of what we found in this year at all 7 locations. And whether it was rye, or whether it was annual ryegrass, or smooth brome grass, the same situation. There wasn't enough cover crop remaining for the cover crop to be there in the fall. So in summary, we need to manage the manure in the fall. We say in the spring, if you don't incorporate within a few days, you will have lost 50% of the value of the manure as it volatilizes as ammonia. You can plant cover crops to capture the nitrate, but you must choose appropriate maturity dates, plant early, and the latest thing we could perhaps use, because helicopters are too expensive, we may need to use some drones to plant cover crops just before we harvest, or combine ways we can plant cover crops as we're harvesting, at least so that we can get them on early. Thank you.
Any questions for Dr. Harvey?
Thank you.
I have one question for Dr. Harvey. What is the percentage of adoption for this cover crops in Massachusetts state or East Coast?
In Massachusetts, farmers use cover crops a lot more than they used to, or have increased because they get some cost share from their EQIP programs. What I would say, what this thing that we've done with Massachusetts and working out growing degree days can be applied to any other state. And we're doing that across the northern states. We have a program where we can put in location. It can look at the temperatures, adjust for elevation, and so then we can work out what would be the appropriate seeding date for cover crops based on your location. And that could be done across the whole northeast, across the Midwest as well.
Thanks for having me.